All right, all you loyal littles, it's now time to
meet the littles.
And Roxy.
Chuck.
All right, we didn't make the mistake that we always make.
No.
Okay, we're going to do this really differently.
A little bit.
Littles, his full name is Alan, okay? But he goes by Al.
Yes.
Okay? So please welcome to the podcast, not that Alan Coulter.
Al Coulter.
Hey, Al, how's it going?
It's going fine here. How about with you?
Well, it's
good.
Okay.
We're good.
We had a near miss there.
We have a... Okay?
We're going to go about this all differently, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason we brought you in that way is because...
You were telling us a story.
Well, just, it was kind of like a casual, oh, by the way, oh, you're from New York. Hey, have you ever been to Letterman? Blah, blah.
Yeah.
We're going to start with this, okay?
Yes.
Because we don't even know how the story ends because Chuck here, like, put his hand up. He's like, yeah. Stop, please.
Yeah.
We haven't hit record yet. The littles are going to hate me if
let's
I say that again, that we have this, oh, this great off-air story.
Uh-huh.
And so let's dive into that. Then we're going to come back and meet you. Okay. So tell us about the time you and I think it was your lovely wife that came to New York.
No, my wife actually wasn't. Sue was not with me on this.
Oh, okay. All right. So
this was a business trip.
Okay.
And in advance of the trip, my colleague and I had arranged to get tickets for the David Letterman show.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons was that, oh, okay, we're fans of Letterman. We like what he does. I don't stay up late every night to watch him, but at the time. But
yeah.
But the other reason was that, and anybody who knew the show would remember, he had an announcer on the show who would introduce him and was part of a lot of skits and things, a tall, redheaded guy. His name was Alan Coulter, which is exactly the same as mine, spelled the same and everything. And I thought, well, that would be sort of cool if we could manage to get there and meet him.
Yeah.
So we got tickets and got to the show, and it won't surprise you guys to know that the audience is pretty much separated from the performers, and they come out and do their thing, and then afterwards they rapidly leave the stage.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But I handed a business card to one of the ushers, and with a quick little note on it, and said and asked him to bring it to Alan after the show. And we waited a few minutes around there, but nothing happened, and so we headed out, and we're in our taxi on our way back to the hotel, and my phone rings, and I pick it up, and is this Alan Coulter? And I said, yeah. He says, this is Alan Coulter.
And how cool is that?
And it was really cool. And so we talked for a minute, and he said, why don't you come back to the show tonight and wait for me in the green room? And I said, okay. Quickly thinking, okay, what, do we have any business commitments for
right.
tomorrow?
Yeah, right, bargain. Right.
So we did. We went back up, and the entrance... The door that he told me to go to is totally nondescript door on the side of the building.
Yeah, the stage door.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, that you wouldn't know. So we go in there and we're waiting in the green room. Oh, and in the other, I guess they had multiple green rooms
mm-hmm.
because he
yep.
wasn't sitting with us. But in the other green room was a guy named Walter Cronkite.
Wow.
Nice. Which is pretty cool, too. So anyway, yeah. at the end of the show, and Alan comes in and introduces himself. He says, come on up upstairs. I got to get my makeup off and all that. And so we went up and sat with him while he was going through that and chatted, and we determined that we were not related because his ancestor's name was Coulteroff or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we had a great talk with him, and then for several years after that, I would get a card from him at the holiday for the holidays, and he sent me a package at one time, and it had a hat and a shirt, and I think it said something like, the hat's for your daughter. The shirt's for your wife. You already have the name. You don't need anything else.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's
so
fantastic.
That was my adventure with my namesake.
That's
and now, for the
amazing.
Record, Little, he starts telling that story, and he got to the part where I'm
in the cab,
and my phone rang.
Yeah.
And I'm
like,
hold the phone, literally. Yeah. We need to hit record
here. You know, the funny thing was that he did have his phone working when he called me, unlike some other recent calls that I've
yes.
received.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Anyway.
Good call.
So we love those kind of stories.
This is so cool.
So thank you, Al. Now let's meet Al, shall
we? Yeah, let's do it.
So let's take it way back, Al. Introduce yourself to all the loyal littles out there. Tell us a little something about yourself.
All right. I'm Al Coulter, currently living in Jacksonville, Florida, but I grew up on Long Island. Not too far from where other people may have grown up. I went to college at Harper College, State University of New York at Binghamton, where other people may have gone to college.
We've heard of it.
And spent about 10 years in Binghamton, working at a few different places, including a couple of radio stations there. And then in 1979, Sue and I got married, we moved to Syracuse. We spent 20 years there, and one of the things that we used to do fairly regularly there was go to the baseball games.
Ah.
Had a few different names, including the
Chiefs
and the Sky Chiefs and and all that. But we had obviously a lot of time, a lot of friends there. And this summer, we were planning a trip back up to that area, going through the Finger Lakes to the wineries and the parks and things that we loved so much. And we planned to spend the last couple of days back in Syracuse with some friends and things. And when I saw that it coincided with the, was it the fourth annual?
Yeah, La Cheeseria Night. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fourth annual La Cheeseria Night for the Syracuse Mets. I said, well, we've got to do this. So we did. And we went to the ball game and I got to meet you guys there and was made an offer I couldn't refuse, which was to be able to someday claim that I have a Chuck and Roxy number.
Yes.
I love that he didn't use the word strong-armed.
Yeah, right. Right. Or bullied.
That was really kind of you, sir.
I'm being gentle.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've been in Jacksonville for 25 years now. And I'll tell you something, I really like it here. And especially on a day like today when it's absolutely spectacular, sunny and high
70s. Oh, I'm just so jealous.
I'm jealous now, but that's me.
Okay, well, let's unpack it a little bit, shall we? Because, I mean, I don't know your age and stuff like that, but you put on the form here, so I'm just going to read. You think you were at SUNY Binghamton, well, Harper College, we should say, when Tony was there at some point, right?
Yeah, I think he graduated in 70 and I started in the fall of 69. Hmm. So he's 3 years older than I am. And so we didn't cross paths there at all. Gotcha. I'm sure I read some of his stuff in Newsday when I would be home after that. But otherwise, you know, we didn't really. But he talks about Binghamton a lot, both the town and the school, obviously, which makes me happy. Talking about some of the things, he actually gave the address of the apartment that he lived in.
Right.
I know that. Yeah. I know that region really well. I should mention that I did get one of the best things you could possibly get out of Binghamton, New York, and that's my wife. That's where she's from.
Aww.
We met when I was there. And going back to the school thing, I think it was an amazing time to be in college. I mean, I started college 2 weeks after Woodstock.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah,
that was more than a music festival. That was a generational event, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I mean, things were changing rapidly there. Yep. And it's the height of the whole anti-war stuff and all that.
Yeah.
And the spring of my freshman year, so this would have been Tony's senior year, there were all sorts of these protests. I remember going to Albany to walk in a protest and going to Washington. But that became possible because, like many universities around the country, SUNY Binghamton, the faculty was in charge, the faculty senate, voted to close the university to allow students to participate in these anti-war demonstrations. And I remember pictures seeing right over the front entrance of the university, a big sign that somebody had painted that said closed. And so I was really happy about it because I thought it was important, but also because I was really behind in my classes and I didn't have to take finals.
Well, that's, can I read what you wrote here? This is great. It says, you know, it was in response to the Kent State killings and the anti-war protests. But it says the school shut down, canceling the last couple of weeks of classes, including all final exams.
Wow.
Which makes me wonder whether Tony really graduated or not.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'd have to do some research on that.
Well, because that was a senior year.
What a time. Yeah.
Wow.
But it was really an amazing, to go through that kind of an experience, I think was really amazing. And it made more of an activist, I guess, out of me, and makes me relate a lot to some of the things that are happening out there these days.
Yeah.
The No Kings protests.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Without getting too political.
Yeah, sure.
So that was part of my time there. And I spent some time working for the school newspaper, which had been known as the Colonial News, because Binghamton was the Colonials, that was the mascot, and then decided that was too militaristic and changed the team's name and changed the newspaper name, and the newspaper became Pipe Dream, which I think it still is. And so I wrote for a while for that, and I worked on the radio station there for a few years and really enjoyed that, and then stayed in the area and worked in radio for a few years in Binghamton. Before moving to Syracuse after we got married for a job opportunity there. Wow. So we don't get back there very often, but I did go back for a couple of alumni events in the past couple of years.
Oh,
so
cool.
I did build that connection.
You did get back for the most important, La Cheeseria.
Well, that was,
so there you go.
That was in Syracuse.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Syracuse. Yeah, yeah. But then it's great that you brought it down to Florida with you, basically, your DJ knowledge and with this,
well,
you know, show.
That's a stretch, Chuck.
Well, I'm just reading the form.
So what I always used to tell people, because I got out of radio in the early 80s, and what I used to tell people is that radio gets into your blood, but it doesn't get into your wallet. Mm-hmm. And so I worked in IT. I was a programmer and application designer for many years until I retired a few years ago. And it was about 3 years ago, my daughter works at the University of North Florida, and they have a student radio station, and she knew about, you know, my background and doing that all those years ago. And she went over there one day and asked them if they ever had guest DJs come in. And they said, oh, we love having guest DJs. And so she set the whole thing up for me as a surprise birthday present.
Aww.
Oh, nice.
And I got really excited, and I put together a playlist to do an hour on the air of music from the late 60s and early 70s, which is the time frame I wanted to focus on. And it was no problem coming up with a name for the show. I called it Old Guy Radio because I'd heard that used before from Tony's show. So I went up and I did that first show, and the woman who runs the station came in afterwards. She said, well, that was really good. We recorded that. We're going to use that and help train some of our people, but we'd love to have you come back as often as you'd like. So what started out as a one-hour, one-time shot soon morphed into a two-hour show that I do live in the studio every other, basically every other Friday now.
Oh, that's great.
And it's still called Old Guy Radio, and I play music mostly from that era. Now, the studio is totally different, you know, in terms of technology than what I had when I was on the air 45 years ago now. And everything is digital, and everything gets loaded into the library. So after the first or second show, I asked them, I said, do you guys have any music in your library that would be from my era? And they said, well, one of the folders in their library is called Classic. You could look in there. So I looked in Classic.
It's 80s.
And the oldest group whose name I recognized in there was Radiohead.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And that's 90s, right? So
yes.
Wow.
So I've had I think I've loaded up 1,300 or 1,400 songs into their library.
Good for you.
Good.
Teach these kids a little something.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something, though. It's really cool, Chuck, because at other times during the week, other people on the air are now including some of that music in their show.
Oh, that is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's really cool.
Excellent.
So let me tell you one other thing that's sort of grown out of that I think is really cool. We have this program at University of North Florida, and it's at, I think, 70 or 80 other universities around the country. It's a program called OLLI, O-L-L-I, stands for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. It's sponsored by a foundation by a guy who founded banks and things like that and donated a lot of money. And it provides continuing education for a term that they don't like to use, but senior citizens, people that are 50 and better, I think is the way they put it.
Love it.
Don't look at me like that, Roxy.
What?
And so I've taken a few courses up there and really enjoyed it a lot. And I was thinking, and I went to the director and said, what would you think about a course on the history of rock and roll? And she said, love it. Let's do it. So they got that approved. And right now I'm in the middle of doing that class. Now, classes through OLLI are not 3-4 days a week for a semester. Right. They're 90-minute classes that are held once a week for 3 weeks in this case.
Okay.
So I finished class number two, and we're about to get into the final class this Friday, after which I've invited the people in the class to come up to the radio station to give me songs that they want me to program in and why they're important to them.
Wow.
That's cool.
There may only be, you know, 12 people listening. it's a low power FM station, but it is available on the web. But anyway, so that's keeping me busy now. And I've got other things that keep me busy as well, but
all right. Well, listen, Chuck here needs a break just to ponder this whole 90s.
I know. Classic.
Yeah. So don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We got a lot more to get into.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast. And Roxy, we're lucky enough to have Al with us here.
Yeah, great stories.
Yeah, I'm not going to say they were off air. I'm not going to say that. But he does. He has some great stories.
It's really cool.
But real quick, let's get into your sports fandom, and then we have to find out about Tony. Mm-hmm. But so this could be interesting because you're in Florida now, but you're from New York. So where does your sports fandom, what's your favorite sport? Because there's no baseball really down. I mean, I guess you're close to Tampa, sort of. Maybe?
Yeah, we have minor league baseball, minor league hockey here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's AAA baseball, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Jumbo Shrimp, right.
That's
Jumbo,
great.
Who actually won the AAA national title this year.
Wow,
AAA
okay.
One level below,
yeah,
which is pretty impressive. And we have a hockey team in the East Coast Hockey League ECHL.
Now, I love that they literally have a professional NFL football team. He hasn't mentioned it yet.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
But the first sport that I played baseball when I was a kid, you know, Little League and all that. But I really got into hockey when I was young. Big Rangers fan for many years. Still would list them as my favorite team. Suffered all those decades without ever winning anything. Went to a bunch of games at Madison Square Garden and several other arenas as well. Really enjoyed that. And then we came down here, and hockey was a little hard to find. The team that we have here now has been here, I don't know, several years, and they're doing really well with everything. But before that, it was pretty bad and pretty lacking.
So,
but then, yeah, there was a football team here. Well,
where were you at when the Rangers finally won? Were you?
Syracuse.
Oh, you were in Syracuse. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
There was one year back in the early 70s when a friend and I camped out overnight outside Madison Square Garden to get playoff tickets.
Wow.
Only to watch the Rangers lose to the Bruins.
Oh.
You come down here, this is football country.
Yeah.
Maybe more college football than pro. It's a battle I think the Jaguars have to take on. But we're into it, and we had Jaguar season tickets for several years, and that was punishment. Because they were really bad through 2009 through 2015 or 16 or 17. And so we dropped them. The other thing about season tickets down here is you've got to go in September because they make you go to all the games, and it's so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been really tough for many years being a Jaguars fan. Although they did have some really important wins so far this year, and the Chargers, and they beat the Chiefs earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
on the comeback,
hopeful,
as they say.
Sort of hopeful.
Yeah.
We'll see. Better than the Jets and Giants are doing this
year.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Not much of a measuring stick this
year.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, let's now get into Tony. That's what we got to do. This is what it's all about. So how did you become
Tony
a little?
Tony who?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I just went to college with him.
Yeah,
slight
right.
brag.
Yeah,
so how did you become a little and all that stuff?
I remember listening to his internet show back in the 90s. I had an office in the Syracuse area, and the internet was young at that point. But the show was available. You could find it from, I don't remember which station it was that he was on in Washington, maybe WTOP, I don't know. Mm. But you could listen to the show that way. And I don't remember how I became aware of it, but I really loved the way the whole show worked, including, of course, you couldn't say how you're doing because that would be the end of the phone call.
Exactly.
And the fact that when you listened to it, and they would cut away to commercials, but the internet feed was still on, and so you heard the interplay between them in the studio, including, and that was uncensored too, which is why ultimately they stopped doing that, I think. But I remember listening at that point, and then, you know, that ended, but then eventually found it again and then found the podcast. Been fans of PTI since it started.
Right.
And then found the podcast early on. I don't know how, it couldn't have been on very long before I became aware of it. And I don't miss a show. You know, I mean, I make sure it's caught up all the time. It's so smart and, you know, so clever and so much fun to listen to. It's a highlight from you all. I don't know what I'll do if he ever stops doing it.
I know.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that people take pride in is getting an email read on the air. And I had two, which, of course, now I'm going to have another one if I can sign it off with a Chuck and Roxy number. But on one of them, I had, from the time I worked in radio, I had copies of a 45. You guys remember 45s?
I mean, I do. I don't know if she does.
I mean, I know what they are, yes.
So funny little vinyl things with the big holes in the middle.
Yeah.
So one of the other radio stations in town had cut this song back in the late 60s called Binghamton, My Wonderful Town. And it's about the corniest thing you could ever hear.
Sure.
But I sent it to Tony. I sent a copy of that to Tony, and he mentioned that on the air, and it was going to go into the prize closet. I don't know who ended up getting it, but I know that they became aware of that. And so that was up until today, that was my claim to fame.
Nice. Ah,
okay.
And now you're going to get a Chuck and Roxy number.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to rewrite my obituary.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
The top thing, top line. Chuck and Roxy number.
Yeah,
blah,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
All
oh
right.
My gosh.
Well, listen, Al, I can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. Now, as you know, we have some fun, dumb questions to ask you before we let you go. I hope that's okay.
I don't know what I'm getting myself into. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. How about what three famous people, living or dead, would you want at your fantasy dinner party?
Hmm. Stephen Hawking.
Ooh.
Okay.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool.
Wayne Gretzky.
Okay.
Listen, brilliant minds.
I got you.
Brilliant people.
All across.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's great.
I think we can hook that's them up fun with Lin-Manuel, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe. We used to bowl with him,
yeah,
kind
he used to
of.
Bowl with us in the bowling
kind of.
League.
Yeah. I don't think I can afford that dinner, though.
All right. How about, what would you do if you were invisible for a day?
Okay, now let's see. We want to skip the first thing that pops into our mind.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Because I'm a sports fan, I'm going to say that to be able to really see what goes on in the, you know, in the locker rooms and the offices.
Yep. Yeah. Fly on the wall.
Know, that would be really cool to be a, you know, literally at that point, like a fly on the wall.
Yeah,
absolutely. I agree. 100. Like, yeah. I would love to be in that office when they discuss the Mookie Betts trade, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. I want to be in the office with all of these general managers, whoever runs these teams, and, yeah. and just figure out, okay, what is actually going on in their brains in these meetings,
well, and why they make
the dumbest
right.
decisions, yeah. seemingly
yeah.
right.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm convinced that there's reasons
yeah.
know, that we just don't know about.
Yeah,
like I'm not exactly. saying Mookie, but you know,
yeah,
he might,
right.
might say, look, either trade me or I'm leaving. So yeah. you might as well get something for me.
Yeah, right.
And then it becomes, oh, the Red Sox traded so and so. You know, it's like, well, maybe that's not really what it was all about.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Name a product or service you love so much that you'd happily be that company's spokesperson.
I mean, I'm talking to you on my iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, imagine, you know, the way things have gone over what now?
Yep.
15 years or whatever, to mm-hmm. be without an iPhone right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I hate it.
They could afford to pay me a lot for the endorsement.
Yeah, yeah. right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate it. It's
for
true,
sure.
though. It's a good answer.
Yeah.
Hey, what's one special hidden talent you have that nobody else knows about?
Hasn't been discovered yet.
Okay. Fair.
I love that. That's a good answer.
Call us back for 5 mediocre minutes.
Yeah, when you figure it out.
And uh-huh. we'll have you back on. Yeah. Right.
That's so great. How about, what's your favorite family tradition?
You know, I honestly can't think of anything that's been passed down for generations or whatever. But what I would say is, my daughter now for several years has taken over doing Thanksgiving dinner for us.
Mm.
And she'll cook a feast for 12, even though there's only 4 people that are going to be there.
That's
so there's
so nice.
Always a lot of food left over and a lot of cleanup to do.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
How about, what's the one movie you love so much you know you'll be best friends with another person just by them loving it as well?
Airplane.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
No hesitation there. Love it.
All right, no hesitation. I can give you a second choice too, but Airplane gets me laughing every time.
Yeah,
sure.
Sometimes I see it. The second choice would be Slapshot.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
good
yeah.
too.
That's mm-hmm. excellent. I made Roxy watch that.
Yeah.
She had never seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in it.
Wait, what? You're joking. Are you joking?
I was in it. Do you remember the scene?
All right, hold on, where... hold on.
This bury the lead moment.
The alarm's going off. This bury the lead moment. It's been brought to you by blah blah. Aaronsbooks.com. Use our code
LLPOD
to get your whatever discount.
15%.
Are you serious
that's,
right now?
Wow.
How
wow.
is that yeah, on the so, form?
That's so wait, great.
So, well, because it was a minor league hockey. All right, so they were the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, just go.
There was a scene where they had this huge pregame brawl, and after the brawl, they're lined up on the blue line for the national anthem.
Yeah.
And the camera pans down across them. The referee's yelling at Paul Newman uh-huh. about his team, right? And there's people in the audience, in the crowd in the background out of focus. And I'm one of those people out of focus.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing. All That's right. so great. So,
at least he didn't say he's one of the people mooning.
Right.
In
oh
the
my
bus
gosh.
As the bus goes by. So
that was not me.
All right.
That's so awesome.
Fair enough. All right, Roxy, one more and then we gotta get
oh,
out of here.
Oh gosh. Okay. How about, if you could be a cartoon character for a week, who would you want to be?
All right. So from way back when, I'll say Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Perfect.
Great choice.
Because he's a wise ass.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And from more recently, I'd go with Aladdin.
Oh,
or
nice.
Maybe the genie. Maybe the genie.
The genie. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Always cool.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Love it.
Let's do some rapid fire, quick. How about Star Wars or Star Trek?
I actually enjoy them both.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a fan of both of them. I'm not an either or on that.
Great.
One.
Okay.
How about smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Smooth.
How about sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
You know, there was a great episode in the All in the Family
oh, of course.
About that.
Yeah, that's where we got it from.
Yep.
Yeah, totally.
not too many people remember that.
Yeah. No, I know. We've talked about it.
Generally, sock, shoe, shoe.
Cool.
But I feel a butt there. What do you mean generally? Like once in a blue moon, you'll go the other way?
This morning, I did it the other way and consciously realized that I did. How did you know that?
Wait, that's so great.
I don't know, but...
Did you feel weird after?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I felt like I had to take them off and do it all over.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
How about pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Okay. Right. And how about Uranus jokes? Not funny or never not funny?
They do get overdone, don't they?
But do
depends,
they?
Do they?
I'll say funny.
Great. Okay. Great.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right. Well, Al, we can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. Now, is there anything? Well, we definitely have some things to plug. And if you want to tell someone to eat it, and how can people get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with?
Well, let me put in a plug for something that's been really important in my life besides work and everything else that we've talked about, is that I've been very involved for several decades with Rotary International, and specifically with their youth exchange program. Through which high school students, to the count of 8,000 or 9,000 a year, travel around the world to spend a year in another country. We send kids from here all over, 40, 50 different countries, and bring kids in from all those countries to the U.S. to spend a year going to high school, living with host families and so on. My wife and I started our involvement by hosting a young lady from Australia back in 1991.
Wow.
We ended up hosting 7 students over the years, and then I led the program in New York, and then we moved here to Florida, led it here as well, up until just a few years ago when I retired from that. So if anybody has kids in high school that might be adventurous and interested, or families that might be interested in hosting an exchange student, contact your local Rotary Club and see what they can do for you.
That's amazing. Right.
And then real so quick, cool. Just to summarize, because I know there's, you know, Roxy gave me the look. So this old guy educational thing, it's called Ollie.
Ollie is the program, OLLI.
Right, gotcha.
It's at 70 or 80 universities around the country. I don't know what the exact number is, but you can find them, obviously, on the web. And yeah, I mean, they all run their own programs and different courses and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I guess I could plug my radio thing.
Yeah.
The program's called Old Guy Radio, and I do have a website, oldguyradio.com, and you can find links there to the University of North Florida radio station and schedule when we're on, and an archive of all the shows with the playlists and the show recordings.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great. All right. Well, Al, we can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
Oh, what a hard... No, it's an easy question. Over.
Excellent.
Love it.
Well, we like it when it's easy.
Yeah.
The way it should be, I think, personally. But we all have our differences.
Mm-hmm.
The unders have been catching up.
Yes, they have.
I feel like a little bit, not much.
Yep.
Still a landslide, but it is what it is. So, all right. Well, Al, thanks again for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rick Franzosa from Cincinnati, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
All right, that's all the time we have. Roxy, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
You can go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Everything you need is over there. You can also email us at wtfcpodnet@gmail.com.
Or you can text, email, or,
and we'll try to figure
tweet.
It out, but please give us a little bit of...
I'm just saying that's
that.
Why sometimes they don't get read,
because
they get lost.
It's
and
not
Chuck's
because we don't want to. It's because Chuck's we haven't seen them or we forget.
Chuck's a dope. I try as best to keep them all organized and together, because it's just difficult sometimes. But we appreciate the feedback. We appreciate
absolutely
the content. So
yes.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming. All right. And if you do listen to us on Apple and iTunes, please, please give us a nice rate and review over there. It does help. And we really appreciate it.
Yep.
So, and remember, if you need a book,
go to aaronsbooks.com
and use our code
LLPOD
in the
comments section during checkout.
But the most important part is it is the holiday season.
It is the holiday season.
So if you are out shopping online tonight,
don't forget to
use the code, people.
Bye.
Chuck and Roxy are terrific.
Everybody
says so.
Yes, lovely.
That our flag was still there.
Oh, come on, and the three of you guys, you pull one thing, you're out of this game. Now I run a clean game here. I have any trouble, I'll suspend you. I'm looking at a theme song!
I don't know what I'll do if he ever stops.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things that we liked to do in Syracuse was...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I wish there was a way we could mute it, but we can't. I think you totally heard yourself. Who is it?
Getting spicy.
Roxy's spicy. Make her get up more than twice.
I know.
It is kind of a pain because she's wearing headphones and got the gear on, and all of a sudden she has to put it on.
And we're like in a flow, so.
Yeah, we're like in the flow of stuff. Okay, so let's go back.
You guys got to stop calling DoorDash in the middle of the
day. Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. It'd be funny, actually, if someone we were interviewing set up like all these deliveries to our apartment, like without us knowing. That would be a good prank.